We're going to continue the hour by talking about an exciting housing opportunity that's happening in Chapel Hill. We've been talking about this for a while, but now it's crunch time. Habitat for Humanity has been working on the Weaver's Grove development just off of Weaver Dairy Road and Sunrise. It's a mixed income housing community, really unique, and they are now accepting applications for the first cycle of home buyers. The application process is open. It's going to be open until January 17th. That's next week, Tuesday. We are joined in the studio now by Lane Staton, who is the Vice President of Homeowner Services at Habitat for Humanity. OrangeHabitat.org is their website. Lane, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. So excited to be here.
So, all right, tell us about Weaver's Grove. That was the 5-second summary.
Ooh,
this is really cool.
Man, I want to live there. It is going to be the most beautiful development with single-family homes and townhomes and apartments. Everybody's excited about the splash pad to go and play in the water with your kids. There's going to be a community center. I think there's already a walking trail that goes from the Habitat or the development all the way up to the Timberline Shopping Center, so you can go and have lunch and get your exercise. It is really a new national model for Habitat to be able to be the developer and then bring in market rate builders at the same time. So we're extremely proud of it. It's a lot of challenges, but it's really fun to work through them and figure out this new vision of what we could do.
What is the advantage of having like a mixed income development?
Ooh, there are all sorts of studies that show that when you have that mixed environment, it lifts everyone up because you're including diversity into the community. Children who grow up in Habitat homes are shown that they have better education rates, they're better health outcomes. And so one of my favorite mentors ever said that we all do better when we all do better. And so if we are coming together as a community to just make a thriving situation for all of us, then you're going to have better employees sitting in your offices or doing the work. You're going to have better student outcomes because they're going to be showing up to class, ready to learn. So it is. I feel really privileged to be a part of this process.
What does it look like now?
Oh, yeah, great. If you drive past 40, you can see this big berm. And we basically wiped out a lot of trees. They are in the process of putting down the gravel and the roads to get back so that we can start building. And so it's really cool. You can see all these little tubes starting to pop up where the sewers are going in. That was something that Habitat had to do. We had to build the infrastructure, which is why it's taken so long to get to this point. But it's here now, and we're doing it. And we've got the first 6 units ready to start building, break ground in May.
Nice. Speaking with Lane Staton again, Vice President of Homeowner Services for Orange County Habitat for Humanity. OrangeHabitat.org is their website. We're talking about Weaver's Grove Mixed Income Community in Chapel Hill. And the first period of applications for the first cycle of homeowners is open now.
Open
so
now.
What should folks know?
It's not a quick process.
Yeah.
I actually think about, I just refinanced my home with all these great rates and it took a couple months. We do the same vetting process when you apply for a program. When you are applying to Habitat, you are applying for a home loan. We are the bank. And so we're going to be looking at income. We're going to be looking at your debt ratio. We don't look at credit score. Like if you've had a hard time in the past, that's okay. We know that people rebuild. But we do look to see how much of your income is going to debt. So if you went out and bought a $600 a month car, then that's going to impact your application process. Mm. Our application process can take 4 to 5 months, which is why we're starting now. And the application isn't a guarantee. You still have to maintain your income when you're in the program. You are applying for the Habitat program. And the program itself is we're doing financial education. We're talking about credit. We're talking about how to maintain a house. Like what happens when your pipes start dripping and you need to replace your gutters. We're talking about all of it over time. In addition to what does it take to be a good community member, a good neighbor, and how do you run an HOA? So it's all this preparation for owning your first home that I know I didn't get when I did that. So the program is really a significant amount of learning that goes into it. At the end of it, you then apply for your home loan through Habitat. I have seen maybe one or two people not make it through the process because of the amount of support that goes through it. But there is a possibility they lose their job or they get a really great paying job and then they wouldn't be eligible for the program.
So who is eligible? Who should be listening to this and going, this is me, who should be applying?
Yeah. So we say 30 to 80% area median income, which I didn't know what the area median is. Yeah. So it is between just rough estimates, $30,000 to $90,000, depending on your household size.
That's your household income a year, basically?
Year, correct. Yeah. So, and we have all of those details, like, oh, I have a family of three, or I have a family of five. We have all of those details on our website. So you can go and see where your income range is. Those income ranges changes every year because the federal government determines that. So yeah, $30,000 to $80,000, $90,000, depending on your household size. We're also looking for a debt to income ratio of around 13%. We can wiggle that a little bit. And so it is $300, $200, depending on what your income is a month for a car payment or whatnot.
And we were talking before, we're speaking with Lane State and again, Orange County Habitat for Humanity. We were talking before we started, like this would be a great opportunity for like a teacher in the schools or someone who works in law enforcement, like Chapel Hill Police Officer, emergency services, like all of the folks that we talk about. It's like, man, they live, they work in Chapel Hill and Orange County, but they have to live in Mebane or Burlington away, far away. Like, here's the opportunity.
This is the opportunity. You know, gas, buying gas to try to travel in and then doing parking just to work at the hospital or at UNC, that's a big deal. That's a big cost when also rent prices are going up exponentially. So this is for people who have steady income, who have tried and looked at doing a regular home loan and just skosh off of it. Home ownership isn't just selling the house and being done. This is a 30-year relationship, and there are some people that 15, 20 years out the road, I'm still talking with them about neighborhood engagement. And okay, now you've got a whole bunch of equity in your house. What do you do with that? So it's a big commitment.
Yeah, and we were also talking before we started, like this is like just getting housing in Chapel Hill is something that everyone is concerned about, and we're doing a lot of work to make that happen. But a lot of the housing that's going in is apartments for rent, which is awesome. But this is home ownership, which means you're building equity.
This is it. This is home ownership. And I hear from a lot of people like, well, Habitat still owns it. No. This house is yours. You want to build a deck on the back? Go build a deck on the back. There was one homeowner that I saw that took out a bathroom because they wanted extra storage space. Cool. That's your house. Go do it. You know, Habitat does offer to purchase the home back at the end, just because one, we want to make sure that it stays affordable, and two, it's hard to get a realtor and figure out how to keep it affordable. So, you know, I think there may be some misconceptions about that, but it is home ownership. Even if it's a duplex, it's your half of the duplex is yours and you're building equity. Someone just sold our house back to us recently, and they walked away with $120,000 after living in their house for 15 years. That could be another house that you grow into.
That's huge.
That's a huge thing that some families would never have had access to having that type of wealth.
Speaking with Lane Staton, orangehabitat.org is the website for more information from Orange County Habitat for Humanity. A lot more information there about the Weaver's Grove development. The application period is open now through next Tuesday, the 17th. So if you're listening to this, you think this might be me, now's the time to apply. What's the process? What should people know?
Absolutely. So you're going to go to the website. There's going to be a real quick screening question of, have you lived in Orange County for 12 months or worked in Orange County for 12 months? And then if that is approved, which the majority of people go on to the next stage, they will ask about income. We want to know who in your house is bringing in income. Even if your kid works at McDonald's, we want to know about that income. And then we'll ask about debt as well. And then from there, on the 17th, right after the 17th, we'll be sending out notifications about the next steps. I also do want to mention that this isn't the first time that we're going to ask for applications. This is going to be a five-year-long process. We have 100 homes, and we can't build 100 homes all in one year. So this isn't the only time that we can accept applications.
And other homes will be just market rate homes too,
correct?
Hence the mixed income.
The mixed income, yep. Yep, Garmin Homes will be building those, we will partner with them to announce what that looks like.
Anything else that folks need to know about Weaver Grove or the application process?
I think if anybody's really has some questions about their income, I want to encourage them to reach out to the other nonprofits that do financial counseling, Community Empowerment Fund, Reinvestment Partners, Empowerment in Chapel Hill. All of these places offer financial counseling for free, and so it is. I know it's so scary to talk with people about finances, especially your own personal finances, but being able to sit down with someone who can prepare you for it is the best way to be successful. It may be that right now isn't the time for you, and so go get that counseling, go get that extra work so that you can make sure that your application is really solid.
Apply now through January 17th. That's next week, Tuesday, for that first round of homeownership in Weaver's Grove. Orangehabitat.org/apply is the website. Want to go straight to it or just head to the homepage and get a lot more information about Weaver's Grove there. Lane Staton, thank you so much for being with us today.
Absolutely. So happy to be here.